Turn in your Bibles, if you will, this morning to the book of James, chapter 2. We will read verses 8 through verse 14. If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And you do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever will keep the whole law and yet shall bend one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy. And mercy rejoiceth against judgment. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man may say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? I want you to have that thought in your mind as we think together for a few moments this morning. I call your attention to that last verse. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? This has been an argument and a contention in the church for 2,000 years. I'd like to clear it up a bit, if I may, this morning. James writes very clearly, plainly, understandably this: I will show those watching me my faith in Jesus Christ by the works that I do. Is that what he said? I'm going to read it again. You say, that isn't what, listen, this is exactly what he said. I will show you, I will show the world, I will show the lost, I will show them my faith in Jesus Christ by the works that I do. Amen. There's no way of understanding. Very plain. Brother Randy is spending the next few Sunday mornings, I believe, in the 9 a.m. Bible class, teaching from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Is that right?
Right. Yeah.
Especially the Beatitudes, or the blessings. In other words, that's what it is that he's preaching and teaching. The Beatitudes, the blessings that Jesus pronounces found in the Gospel of Matthew. Let's turn then now to the 5th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Matthew chapter 5. Let's go to the Word a lot this morning so that we can clarify this thing about faith and works, hopefully once and for all in our minds. We begin our reading with Matthew 5, chapter, verse 1 through 12. Seeing the multitudes, he being Jesus, of course, went up into a mountain, and when he was set his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now, in those Beatitudes, in the blessings that Jesus pronounced upon his people, covered quite a bit of work. Don't you think?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever try to be a peacemaker? You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about work. At the conclusion of Jesus' list of blessings, I want you to read now in these same scriptures, verses 14 through 16. He just finished telling them about how they could be blessed. Now listen to what he says. You that have these blessings, you are the light of the world. Did you know that?
Sure.
This church is the light of the world. Think about that. Think about that. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see what? What? See your good works. And because of those good works, what happens? God is glorified. Do we take that too lightly? I have too often. Be very frank with you. The blessings are tied into the work. And in the end, it's not Briar Street Baptist Church, it's not the Green County Baptist Association, it's not the Southern Baptist Convention, it's God that gets the glory. This may be one of the most important things we ever get drilled into our brains. It's all about Him, not us. This church here on the corner, this little group, mostly older folks, mostly, you know, the elders. This church is expected to be, according to the Lord Jesus Christ, a light in a world that is lost in the darkness of sin. Maybe just a little light. Maybe not a big light, but light. You agree?
Yes.
The Bible teaches that the true church is the living body of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, this living body is to be like a light. Like a light that is supposed to shine before the lost human race and bring glory to God. That's the work of the church. That's the work of the church. Bring light into a dark world and glory to God. That's it. Notice how carefully we are to, as I said earlier, glorify God, not a church, Briar Street, not the association, the convention. God, we're to bring glory to God. This is important. This is important. What is the first thing this God we are to bring glory to did? Well, you say he created the world. Well, what was the very first thing that he did? Turn with me to Genesis. First book of the Bible, beginning with verse 1. This hit me like a ton of bricks. You say, well, I knew it all the time, preacher. Well, I'm stupid and you're not. But I want you to think about what it says. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The heaven was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, what? Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. That's what he's doing now. That's what God is doing now. Jesus Christ, the body of Christ, is dividing the darkness from the light. Think about the power this little group of people have. This is the God who created the universe, and now dwells where? In his people.
Amen.
This does not reflect well on America's silent church. And say, what are you saying, preacher? You know what I'm saying. I don't have to tell you. All you got to do is read the paper. All you got to do is listen to news on television. All you got to do is see the voter turnout. Who is it that now has the duty of letting their light shine before lost mankind? We love to go to John 3:16 in Bible school and teach the kids about Jesus. John, turn with me. I know. Let's go to John 3. Let's go there together this morning. John 3. Fumbling fingers can find it here. Here we are. We like the 16th verse. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever liveth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen, roars the crowd. Now verse 19. And this is the condemnation. That what? That light is come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. You cannot have one without the other. The light of the world is Jesus. That's what the Bible says. We are the body of Christ. That's what the Bible says. We are therefore the only light, true light, spiritual light, John 3:16 light, this world has. The living body of this miracle worker who abides in the body here on the corner of Briar Street in Fremont in Springfield, Missouri. Preacher, you've finally gone crazy. No. What I know is this. We have been told over and over to spend our time on this earth glorifying our Father, which is in heaven. James has told us that is the way the lost world will know we belong to him. That is why Satan does everything he can to stop us from doing it. Every born-again child of God is a miracle. You ever consider yourself a miracle? I know Aaron has. I know I have. Have you? You are a miracle. You are a light in this world of darkness. James has told us that that's the world, the way the world will know, the only way the world will know we belong to him. That miracle is possible only because of the miraculous power of God, the Father, who created everything that exists, and God the Son, who died on the cross to pay for our sin. The fact that this one who came and who came as a servant, this God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, born in a manger, grown to be a man, died on Calvary, rose on the third day of the week, first day of the week. It's all about that. It's all about that. He died for his people's justification, and God the Holy Spirit, his miraculous power of bringing glory to himself, it lies in this body right here. Born again to the Spirit, lights in a dark world. In the beginning, God divided the light from the darkness. And now I want us to go to John again. I can't emphasize this enough. Beginning with verse 1. Maybe this will take on a different meaning or a new meaning to you. I don't know. But sometimes the old things brought to mind help us. In the beginning, if we go back to the beginning again, when God separated light from darkness, in the beginning was the Word. Now we know that the Word is Jesus Christ, the Logos. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So that takes care of the arguments that Jesus was just a great man or a great teacher and so forth, right? Jesus Christ was God, period. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made. In him was life. And the life was what? The light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That, beloved, was the true light, verse 9, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That's the life now. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own received him not. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of men. You see, the flesh has to receive the power from God. So, Nicodemus, you who've been preaching for years, you who consider yourself a son of Joseph, you must be born of the Spirit. Preacher, you must be born of the Spirit to be a light. You have life now, but no light because of sin. That's pretty easy to understand. Until the new birth happens, no light. Life, no light. He was in the world, the world was made by him, and the world didn't know him. He came unto his own, they didn't want him. But as many as desired him, they had the power to become light. Am I reading in this what's not there? And the Word was made flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So, evidently James was right on the money. Because you know what Jesus came on earth to do? the work that his father gave him. Read about it. Get into the Bible. Jesus came to do the work the prophets said the Messiah would do. In the beginning, God divided the light. My beloved friends, this poor, lost world desperately needs that light. The nation of the United States of America desperately needs that light. You don't think it's dark out there? Get your head out of the sand. It's not about us. It's about the work we must do to glorify God as the living body of Jesus Christ, whose miraculous power is the only thing that heals the sick, that cleanses the leprosy of sin, that opens the eyes of the blind, that restores the hearing of the deaf, and that raises those dead in trespasses of sin to newness of life. He still works miracles. You say, well, now you sound like assembly people that think we can cure. No, we don't cure anyone. We don't restore life to dead people. The light in us does. The light of the world, who is
Jesus Christ.
Well, you've been patient. I've lost my place here. For these reasons then, let us be busy about bringing glory to our Father, as Jesus says, by being the light in a dark, lost world. And as James says, by showing our true faith by our words. If we say we have faith and have not works, we not only have nothing, but we have no light to shine. The only true light is the indwelling Holy Spirit that goes with us. And Jesus said, I believe, in one place or two, I will never leave you.
Amen.
I will never forsake you.
Amen.
You can count on me. And so, faith that does not bring God glory is dead. Just as James wrote to the church centuries ago, just as the Lord Jesus Christ predicted in his Sermon on the Mount, we are like a light on a hill, a light that cannot be hid. If it's real, cannot be hid, solely for one purpose, not to make a name for our church or our preachers, women's group, or aren't they wonderful, or, but to bring glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, and goodwill toward men. That was the angel chorus at the birth of Jesus Christ. Glory, glory, glory. Turn as I close in the morning message to the 21st chapter of Revelation. Begin our reading with verse 23. And it reads thusly. Begins with verse 23. The city that John saw in Revelation, they were on the Isle of Patmos, had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine on it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. There will be no darkness of any kind where we're going if we work to bring glory.